Here with your Radio on the Go Sports Update, I'm Dylan Dierberg. Let's take a look at last night's scorecard. Last night was basically opening night for wrestling at the high school level in the state of Iowa, and that includes a big-time double duel that went down in Clarion between three North Central local teams, but it would be the Hampton-Dumont Cal Bulldogs coming out on top 2-0 after the night as they would defeat Iowa Falls Alden 48-33 and defeat CGD 39-30. CGD would go 1-1 with a victory over IFA 48-31. As far as other wrestling in the area, AGWSR fell twice, once to O-Line 60-24 and once to West Marshall 60-15. Dyke New Hartford fell to Sumner Fredericksburg 54-26. South Hardin BCLUW wrestling went 0-2 last night with a close loss to Columbus Catholic 40-36 and a loss to Hudson 51-30. Belmont Clemmy fell to Forest City 54-24, Central Springs 72-12, and Eagle Grove 48-30 last night. North Butler Clarksville went 0-2 on the evening, losing North Union 60-21 and Osage 66-18. And Rockford would get a victory over West Fork last night 39-30 before losing to West Hancock 66-9, while West Fork would go 0-3 on the night, losing to St. Ansgar 51-15 and West Hancock 66-6. Also basketball taking place last night. On the girls' side, AGWSR topped O-Line 43-10, and on the boys' side, it was Iowa Falls Alden defeating South Hamilton 55-45. Women's college basketball, Iowa State falls to LSU 69-60, and Iowa fell to Duke 79-64. As far as men's college basketball, Drake defeated Valparaiso 73-66. That's it for your scorecard from last night. Let's move into the stories. Basketball season is here in our area, and it's time for our last season preview of another area program as we take a look at what's ahead for both the boys and girls basketball programs at South Hardin. Head coach Nick Eller returns this winter for year number two as the head coach of the South Hardin girls. After an improved season that included a playoff win with a final mark of 5-17, there is a lot of optimism for the Tigers girls season. The Tiger girls return five players that averaged multiple points per game last season, led by sophomore Haley Rizonke, who averaged 4.1 points per game as a freshman a year ago. The Tiger girls got off to a solid start on November 19th, taking down rival Iowa Falls Alden 40-39 in the season opener. The girls now have a record of 1-2, heading into Friday's game against Columbus Catholic. As for the Tiger boys, it's a new head coach that headlines the 2021-22 season. John Phillips takes over the program this winter and says he's looking forward to the talent that is coming back for the Tiger boys.
Yeah, the experience is a big thing, and some of the underclassmen that are coming up, I think they're going to fit right in, and we're going to have a fast-paced, fun-to-watch offense and tough defense. And we have 3 to 4 really good shooters that I'm excited about, and I think they're going to have a really good year.
The aforementioned key returners include junior Ryan Walters, senior Mason Sheldahl, and senior Wyatt Hollingsworth. The trio combined to average 25 points per game in an 11-10 finish to last season for the Tigers. The South Hardin boys opened the season with a win against Madrid and are 1-0 overall heading into Friday's game at Columbus Catholic.
It was a double duel to start off North Central Conference Wrestling for Iowa Falls Alden Cadets, Clarion Goldfield Dallas Cowboys, and the Hampton Dumont Bulldogs. And the entire night, as far as winning it, would come down to one match, and that was the last match of the night. Braden Hansen of Hampton Dumont Cal facing Nash Lindeman of Clarion Goldfield Dallas, and it was a back-and-forth affair in the final moments. Braden Hansen with the pin in the final period, and that not only got him a victory, but it put the Bulldogs on top and sealed the deal to win 39-30 over at Clarion Goldfield Dallas. Earlier in the night, Hampton Dumont Cal defeated Iowa Falls Alden 48-33, and Clarion Goldfield Dallas defeating Iowa Falls Alden 48-31. Let's take a look at some of the highlights of our area wrestlers for Iowa Falls Alden. They had five wrestlers go 2-0 on the night. That included Andon Barrick, the sophomore, 2-0 with two pins. Also, Brody Hoverston got a 9-1 win over Kale Kirstein and another pin to go 2-0. Tucker Halick goes 2-0 with two decisions. Evan Ackerman, two pins for the senior cadet, and he's 2-0. And Gabe Hagwiger had really no problems on the night. Eighth-rated 220-pounder for the cadets with two pins against the Cowboys and the Bulldogs. For Clarion Goldfield Dows, they had five wrestlers that went 2-0 on the evening. That included 126-pounder Ethan Traub with a couple of pins. Caleb Seba, the freshman, making his debut, and a big splash, two first-period pins for that young man, one of three Seba brothers in the lineup for Clarion Goldfield Dows this year. Also going 2-0 on the evening was his brother, Garrett Seba, rated number 5 and fourth place from a year ago at state. He had a 28-second pin and a 6-5 decision for Garrett Seba, that 6-5 win over the rated Carl Barkema from Hampton, Dumont, Cal to finish the evening 2-0 to start the season. And also Eric Perez got a forfeit win and a decision to go 2-0. And Daniel Chavez, the senior at heavyweight, had two first-period pins to finish the night 2-0 for the Cowboys. And for Hampton, Dumont, Cal, they had four wrestlers reach that 2-0 mark on the evening. One of those won his 100th match of his career. Congratulations to Jack Showalter. He was wrestling at 120 tonight, rated number 10 in the state, a returning state qualifier. Again, the 100th win, both pins tonight, number 99 and 100, against Iowa Falls Alden and Clarion Goldfield Dows. Also tonight, number 9 rated Jason Stevens goes 2-0, wins by forfeit and one by a pin. Also tonight, it was Tate Schmidt going 2-0 as he had a first period fall and then an exciting 12-10 decision, very key toward the end of the night to, again, build the lead up for the Bulldogs and got that win. And then Braden Hansen sealed it. If he didn't get the pin, it could have been the other way, but he got that pin. He goes 2-0 with a forfeit earlier and then the third period fall for the Bulldogs and some other great wins along the way to help out. But that's the synopsis of what happened. Hampton Dumont Cal starts 2-0, winning the double duel versus the Cowboys and Cadets. Iowa Falls Alden goes to the Gilbert Duels on Saturday in Gilbert. Clarion Goldfield Dows to the Cliff Keene Invitational at Independence. And Hampton Dumont Cal goes to a new tournament down at Coralville. It's the Dan Gable Donnybrook Friday night and Saturday for Hampton Dumont Cal. Good luck to all the teams in their weekend action. And I'm Dwayne Carson's reporting from the double duel in Clarion for Radio on the Go.
Before we go, let's take a look at our scorecard for tonight. We'll start with high school girls basketball, where Belmont Clemmy will be at Lake Mills. CGD is at Fort Dodge St. Edmund. HD Cal is at Iowa Falls Alden, and this one will be on KLMJ tonight. North Butler is at Newman Catholic. Grundy Center is at Applington Parkersburg. Clarksville is at Don Bosco. D&H at Sumner Fredericksburg. And South Hardin is at Columbus Catholic. As far as high school boys games, lots of the same. Belmont Clemmy at Lake Mills, CGD at Fort Dodge St. Edmund, North Butler at Newman Catholic, Rockford at West Fork, Grundy Center at Applington Parkersburg, Clarksville at Don Bosco, D&H at Sumner Fredericksburg, and South Hardin at Columbus Catholic. For high school wrestling tonight, HD Cal is at the Dan Gable Donnybrook, and CGD is at the Independence Tournament. As far as women's college basketball, ECC is at Southwestern and Longwood is at Drake. For men's college basketball, ECC is at Southwestern and Iowa is at second ranked Purdue. That's going to do it for this Radio on the Go sports update. I'm Dylan Dierberg.